Reading. A. Lung Lung, piano prodigy. Ben was responsible for writing stories about successful people for the school newspaper. Here is one of the stories. Lung Lung is one of the youngest and most famous pianists of our time. The New York Times said, "He's stunning." However, Lung Lung's story is much more interesting than this simple sentence. Lung Lung was born in 1982 in Shenyang, China. He was watching a Tom and Jerry cartoon on television when he first heard Western classical music. He was only 2 years old then. Lung Lung began taking piano lessons at the age of three. He won first prize in the Shenyang piano competition only 2 years later. From then on, he won many awards. However, Lung Lung's success came at a price. His father was very strict with him. He was practicing the piano while other children his age were playing games and having fun. When Lung Lung was nine, his father gave up his work and took Lung Lung to Beijing. There, Lung Lung entered the finest music school in China. At the age of just 17, Lung Lung got his big chance. In August 1999, at a famous musical event in the USA, a pianist suddenly fell ill. Lung Lung was chosen to play in place of that pianist. His performance was a great success, and his life was changed forever. Today, Lung Lung gives about 150 performances a year. He has played with the greatest orchestras in the world, such as the London Symphony Orchestra, and at huge events, such as the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games. Lung Lung says he is grateful to his parents, since they have always encouraged and supported him. B. Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin was born in Boston, the USA, on the 17th of January, 1706. He was a man of many talents and interests. He was a scientist and an inventor. He was naturally curious about how things worked and was always searching for ways to improve them. In 1747, Benjamin began his experiments on electricity with some very simple equipment. These experiments led to a number of very important findings, but Benjamin did not actually invent electricity. However, he did invent the lightning conductor. It protects buildings and ships from damage caused by lightning. Benjamin had poor sight and needed to wear glasses. He was tired of always taking them on and off, so he invented a new pair of glasses. These glasses let him see both near and far things at the same time. Nowadays, these glasses are known as bifocals. During his lifetime, Benjamin travelled across the Atlantic Ocean 8 times. These long journeys gave him a lot of time to learn about how ships worked. He also developed a way to make them safer and more efficient. He made other developments in public services too. These included setting up the first fire company in Philadelphia and improving the pavement and lights on the city's streets.